Chapter 5 The Big Blue. The great medley of Oregon and California emigrants at their camps around Independence had heard reports that several additional parties were on the point of setting out from St. Joseph farther to the northward. The prevailing impression was that these were Mormons, 2,300 in number, and a great alarm was excited in consequence. The people of Illinois and Missouri, who composed by far the greater part of the emigrants, have never been on the best terms with the Latter-day Saints, and it is notorious throughout the country how much blood has been spilt in their feuds, even far within the limits of the settlements. No one could predict what would be the result when large armed bodies of these fanatics should encounter the most impetuous and reckless of their old enemies on the broad prairies, far beyond the reach of law or military force. The women and children at Independence raised a great outcry. The men themselves were seriously alarmed. And, as I learned, they sent to Colonel Kearney, requesting an escort of dragoons as far as the Platte. This was refused, and as the sequel proved, there was no occasion for it. The St. Joseph emigrants were as good Christians and as zealous Mormon haters as the rest, and the very few families of the saints, who passed out this season by the route of the Platte, remained behind until the great tide of emigration had gone by, standing in quite as much awe of the Gentiles as the latter did of them. We were now upon the St. Joseph Trail. It was evident, by the traces, that large parties were a few days in advance of us, and as we too supposed them to be Mormons, we had some apprehension of interruption. The journey was